The Finkel Steel Company has been making custom metal parts on Chicago's Northwest Side since 1879. The company began by supplying local blacksmiths with metal hand tools. Today, Finkel makes products for the auto and plastics industries. As one of the giant furnace doors opens, you can see a bright, fiery glow. That's followed by an intense blast of 2,300-degree heat. Then, a mechanical arm reaches into the furnace to grab a steel beam. The steel is so hot that it squeals as it's molded into a new shape.
That steel's been heated by an energy-efficient furnace that's here to your right.
Al Underies is Finkel's technology director.
The advantage of using our technology for heating over conventional technology is that we're using significantly less energy than our competition would.
Underies designed the super-efficient gas burners that heat Finkel's furnaces. He says they burn less fuel because they recycle nearly all of the hot exhaust gases and pump them back into the furnace.
In a conventional steel forging plant, only 5% of the energy being used is actually going into the steel. The other is wasted in the heating process. Here at Finkel, over 30% of the energy being used is going into the steel. So therefore, we have a lot less wasted energy.
During the energy crisis of the 1970s, fuel rationing forced Finkel to cut its energy use. Underies says the fear of continued fuel shortages drove the company to find new ways of saving energy. Back in his office, Underies explains that energy efficiency is key to the company's continued success.
Other locations may have cheaper labor rates. Other places may be able to get material less expensively. But our energy efficiency makes us competitive in the worldwide market.
Finkel's new computer controls and improved insulation on furnace walls helps the high-efficiency burners save even more fuel. As a result, the company uses just one-third the energy it did 25 years ago. By doing this, Finkel's cut its annual energy bill from $13 million to just $4 million. That $9 million savings means a lot to Finkel Steel, whose sales are less than $90 million a year. But not everyone is convinced energy savings always makes economic sense. Bruce Steiner is a spokesman for the Iron and Steel Institute.
The improvements that have been made in the last 25 years have been those that are most economically justified and those most easily accomplished through technological change. But as we continue to reduce emissions and energy consumption, that becomes more and more expensive to accomplish.
He says the steel industry has already cut its energy use in half by switching to electric furnaces and streamlining the steelmaking process. Steiner says achieving greater energy efficiency will be nearly impossible.
To really get significant reductions in the future is going to be disproportionately costly as compared to those that have been accomplished in the past.
However, others say that embracing energy efficiency is more a matter of changing the corporate culture. Amory Lovins is an expert on energy efficiency and founder of the Rocky Mountain Institute, a research center dedicated to energy policy.
Most businesses don't even look ahead to the energy savings they can get with extremely high rates of return. And most of the rates of return that we document are in the 50 to 200% a year range, much more than you'll get by any other kind of normal business investment.
But at Finkel Steel, the savings from energy efficiency came only after a lot of trial and error. It took the company several years and more than $250,000 to find the right energy-efficient equipment. At the time, no other forging plant had used that kind of technology. Finkel's Al Underies explains that while energy savings didn't come easily, it's been well worth the investment.
A normal burner of this size may cost $1,000. These burners cost about $30,000. So the energy efficiency comes with a price that you have to spend 30 times more for that piece of hardware, but the energy savings will pay back for that cost in a period of 3 to 4 years.
Underies says Finkel Steel is so state-of-the-art that there's no technology available to cut their energy use any further. Nevertheless, the company says they've found another way to help the environment. They're planting millions of trees. Finkel measured its carbon dioxide emissions and calculated that it would take 3 million trees to convert their carbon dioxide pollution back into oxygen. So far, they've planted 2 million trees in Illinois and Wisconsin. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.